This is Retirement Talk. I'm Dal Lowry. I've entitled this episode, Friend Turnover. What's a friend worth? Of course, a price cannot be set on what a friend is worth. Money just doesn't compute or convert. Republicans and Democrats could probably agree on that. I think it was Aristotle who defined a friend as one soul in two bodies. If it wasn't him, it was someone like him, some great thinker. The Supreme Court justice who was trying to describe pornography might have also applied his definition to that of friendship. I know it when I see it. One thing about friends in today's frenetic world, they have a way of moving on. Either they do or we do. An old friend of mine in Alaska was talking many years ago about the idea of moving outside, or the lower 48, as the contiguous USA is called. I had suggested that it might be good for him to move, just for the change. He quickly straightened me out with the statement that he didn't have to move to have change. All my friends have moved. Either that or they died, he said. You can stay right in one place, but it keeps changing all the time. He was a good friend, but emphasis on the was. We moved. We moved. He used to come to dinners, celebrate holidays, and frolic with our children. Now we exchange Christmas cards and see him once a year for about an hour when we visit Alaska. There are others. We all have our stories. Sometimes a friend from the past pops into our lives with a phone call, a Christmas card, or a Facebook request. These are blissful moments. Emphasis on moments. They just don't last. There's no depth. We've lost contact. I have seen some old friends in the past few years, and it was wonderful. But somehow, it doesn't make up for the long dinners, the walks together in the woods, the close contact that emerges only in real time and real space. Friendship requires duration rather than intensity. Some philosopher said that. They went on. He who has many friends has no friends. I know that Facebook calls our contacts friends, but of course, they are really just acquaintances. Though I suppose they could be called friends in the loosest sense of the word. We were once friends, or people we knew one way or another. Don't get me wrong, I like Facebook. I like reconnecting with people from the past. I'm not sure I have many new friends. It just seems like a devaluation of the word friend. I did just return from a road trip where I reconnected with three old friends, meaning friends I have had for over 50 years. It was super sweet to meet up and talk in conversation, almost like we have never been separated by thousands of miles for many of the 50 years or more. We have lived apart, but yet stayed close. Another former friend of mine gave me a bottle of wine one time many years ago. He said, "It is really good wine," and then added, "If you open it when you have a good friend over, it will be all the better." We have to take care of our friends. They are not the easiest to come by, nor are they the easiest to hold on to. This is Retirement Talk. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dal at retirementtalk.org.